Steven Bruner is a bass player, singer, and songwriter, better known as Thundercat. The Los Angeles native won a Grammy for his work on Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. He now has a third solo album. It's called Drunk, and reviewer Tom Moon says it packs a lot of surprises into 51 minutes.
When Thundercat released this single a few weeks back, those who know his work with rapper Kendrick Lamar were scratching their heads. Here was a fiery visionary collaborating with two icons of easygoing 70s pop, singers Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. Thundercat names McDonald and Loggins among his musical heroes. And though he is known for overturning established ideas about jazz and hip-hop, Thundercat's new album shows he's got quite the ear for old-school pop hooks as well. There are several tracks with elaborate falsetto vocal chorales styled after the Beach Boys. This one slips in sly commentary on digital culture. Most of the 23 tracks on Drunk are brief, freeform vignettes. This one features dizzying polyrhythmic rap from Kendrick Lamar.
From eyewitness binoculars to Argentina and Africa, we mastered the pressure, hazardous, harassing us, you laugh at us.
Thundercat says working with Kendrick Lamar changed his approach to songwriting. He realized that not every track has to be a master's thesis. Small is okay. With this simultaneously bold and playful new album, he explores little slices of his story, like his obsession with anime. There's heavy musicianship going on, that's his signature after all, but it's in the service of bright, hooky melodies. With this kind of ecstasy-seeking pop, everything else can ride shotgun.
Nobody move, there's blood on the floor.
The latest from Thundercat is titled Drunk. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.
So please give it back, cause it's not yours to take. It must have been.